Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, America. It's another edition of Health Talk Live. I'm your host, Tim B. Jackson, and founder of XL Computer Group. XL Computer Group is a sponsor of Health Talk Live. And at Health Talk Live, we discuss various topics, issues of health concerning eczema, psoriasis, contact dermatitis, and how to manage thin hair loss. Coming to you early this Saturday morning, 9 o'clock, Pacific time, from Houston, Texas. I'd like to now bring in my co-host, Monica, Vice President of Marketing and Caring, National Sales Director. Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good morning.
Gary, are you there? Do we got Gary on the line?
I don't know.
Okay, we have some difficulties here. Any of it, we all talk live. We have some interesting discussions on eczema today we want to bring to our listening audience. We have two special guests who have used our all-natural-based product, XLSO, and they have seen some interesting and outstanding results. And they're going to be visiting us a little later on in the show and talk about some of the problems that they had dealing with eczema. And actually, I think these individuals did not have eczema, but their children had eczema, young kids. And some of the problems they had to deal with and learn to live with eczema and how it was affecting them and their family life. And also some of the different prescribed medications that they were using in the past. And they're going to tell us a little bit about how XLSO changed their lives once they started to use the product. Monica, you have a little bit of knowledge on this, so you may want to share your experiences.
Okay, yeah. That's how I got introduced to the company was that my daughter had eczema, and I was looking for something as an alternative to use because of the steroids being in the prescribed medication. And we started using XL and SO. And she has gone over a year and a half without a flare-up.
Okay. Gary, are you with us now?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. We broke up, and I lost you, but I see we got you back. We're on the show, as you know, right now, and I introduced everybody to you. So you doing all right this morning?
Doing fine, man. Everything is going well, and I just like to say people are talking. And they're talking about XL Nutraceuticals products, SO, and HGS as a safe, effective alternative to prescription drugs. And we're just excited about that. And I heard Monica just saying about her daughter, how she's gone a year and a half without a flare-up. So eventually we'll hopefully work ourselves out of a job. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it will. But anyway, that's what we have on tune for the show today. And what we're going to do right now for our listening audience, we're going to go on a short break, but you can get your thoughts together, get your ideas together. If you have any questions about eczema, we're going to be opening up the chat line pretty soon, so you can write any messages you want to write about the eczema and psoriasis. Our number you can call in, 347 347-202-0758. That's 347-202-0758. If you have any questions, you can give us a call, and we'll be right back in a minute. We're back. Health Talk Live. I'm your host, MD Shaheed. I have my co-hosts, Monica and Gary. And we're talking about eczema and psoriasis, contact dermatitis, how it affects the everyday citizen, the everyday person, and what pharmaceuticals, all natural-based products, can do to help you manage and control your bouts with eczema, psoriasis, and contact dermatitis. For more information about our company, do visit our website at www.xcel-n.com. That's the letter X, the letter C, the letter EL-N.com. Or you can call us at 281-893-1828. That's 281-893-1828. Monica and Gary, I want to share with you some information that recently ran across over the net before we get into our discussion. And you know, at Health Talk Live, you know, we're a company that deals mainly with certain health afflictions of the human body. We also try to update our listening audience on up-to-date new technology or new observations or discoveries that could be a benefit to the maintaining and the benefit of the health. So let me read something to you right quickly. It says, can the United Nations help fashion a global response to diabetes? It says, declaring November 14th as World Diabetes Day is a significant step, first step taken by the United Nations in recognizing diabetes. Now, Monica and Gary, you may not be aware of it, but there are, according to the World Health Organization, which basically monitors and accumulates all the data from various diseases, afflictions, infectious diseases around the globe, they estimate that there are approximately 246 million people worldwide that have diabetes.
Wow, and some of those folks are in my family.
Yours too. Yeah. That's right, mine too. You know, and they also further go on to say that according to the statistical data that they have accumulated, and this data just recently is about 2007, there are almost 4 million deaths a year, 4 million deaths a year due to diabetes. So really diabetes is a big, big global killer. In fact, recent studies suggest, or at least indicate, that there are approximately 33 million people with HIV/AIDS across the globe, 33 million people. Most of those individuals reside in sub-Saharan Africa. And there's about 1 million deaths a year. So actually, diabetes is a bigger killer than AIDS. A lot of people don't know that.
Really? I guess in the black community, I'm just closer to it. I've all my life been around people that had it, or my mother who passed away years ago had diabetes also, and my brother. And so I don't know. I guess it's just not making the public aware of what the real killer is. And could you tell us some things that people might be able to do in the helping controlling their diabetes?
Well, as you know, there is a lot of various medications that people take, you know, various drugs, synthetic drugs that people take. And they do a decent job of helping people manage their diabetes. You know, diabetes, if it's not controlled, can eventually lead to kidney failure. And most of the diabetes is type 2 diabetes, and that's where you have high blood sugar levels, which is basically just glucose. And the problem is the inability of the body to secrete sufficient enough insulin to reduce blood sugar levels. But, you know, at XL Nutraceuticals, we are into the R&D for the development of various all-natural substances or all-natural type products for the management and control of various human elements. And one of the things that people may not be aware of is that there is a natural material called inositol hexaphosphate. It's called IP6 in scientific terms. And IP6 has been demonstrated recently in more than enough studies, not only outside of America, but in America, to actually be able to control and manage diabetes and insulin levels. And in fact, it's a very good, it appears to be, the scientific data strongly suggests that it appears to be very good in the preventive of diabetes. And even more so, IP6, which is basically, again, inositol hexaphosphate, combined with inositol, actually helps reverse many of the symptoms that are associated with diabetes. So, you know, there is a lot of work on the horizon that shows, again, that you can use natural-based alternative remedies for the control and management of various human afflictions. And inositol, basically, is almost like a sugar. It looks like a sugar molecule, or what we call glucose. Glucose is a sugar. It's blood sugar. There's different types of sugar. There's sucrose is the sugar that you get from sugar cane. There's fructose is the type of sugar you get from various fruits. And then there's glucose, which is the sugar molecule that flows through your bloodstream. And the reason why inositol is so effective is because it looks just like the glucose molecule, so it's easily absorbed. And what it does, it initiates the pancreas to secrete sufficient enough insulin to lower the glucose level. So I think that's a really good thing. And I think, again, that our listening audience could benefit from those people who may have some diabetes afflictions. But you know, Monica and Gary, XLSO, our data suggests that XLSO also helps people who have diabetes to manage their problems.
What?
Right. We have gotten several customers who have purchased XLSO because of some of the circulatory issues that come along with diabetes. Although we haven't done any specific case studies, we've gotten a lot of positive feedback. You know, they said that by rubbing the XLSO on their feet and also being recommended by, I guess, other folks in the medical field, they've seen some positive results.
Okay, that's nice. Okay, and then say it again. It's called AP6. What is the technical term?
IP6.
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 Inositol. You want to spell that for them? Because I'm sure a lot of people are going to be running to the nutritional stores, and they need to know that.
Inositol is just I-N-O-S-I-T-O-L, inositol. Everybody get that? Hello?
You got it.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm writing.
Okay, you're writing. All right, good.
Go ahead.
Okay, what we're going to do right now, we're going to go to another break. Then we're going to come back with our guest, and we're going to talk about eczema and psoriasis in just a moment. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. Thank you. Okay, we're back. I'm Talk Live. I'm your host, MD Shai. Gary, are you with me?
Yes, I'm here.
Monica, are you here?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. We have two guests that we have on our show right now. Our guests with us right now, we have Monica and Gary. Could you introduce our two guests for me, please?
Monica, you go first.
Oh, thank you, Gary. Well, I know our first guest is Mary Crane out of San Antonio, Texas. She has purchased XLSO several times for her grandchildren. Mary, are you there?
Good morning. I'm online.
How are you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for asking.
Good. Could you kind of, Mary, give us a little bit of the background of how, why you began using XLSO and what was the story for your grandkids?
Well, let me start out how I heard about it. I actually just heard two colleagues talking about the XLXL, and I heard the word eczema, and of course that was a radar for me. Three out of my four grandchildren have eczema, and we've tried everything. Me being the grandparent, I don't have them every day, but, you know, obviously when I see them and I see their skin inflamed, it just really troubles me. So when I heard that and that, you know, this is something that really works and cures eczema, I wanted to use it. So I actually, with two of my grandkids who really had the worst case, one in the bend of their arms, another in the bend of their knees. And so I purchased the XL, love it. My concern was after a couple of days, because I usually would just have them over the weekend, it would make it better because I would observe them not scratching, and scratching is what caused it to really inflame. But after 2 days, they went home. And, of course, a product that I really didn't know about, it was kind of hard for me to convince parents to use it. So I kept the XL initially at my house. I had the opportunity, if you will, to watch my grandkids for a week while parents were traveling. That gave me an opportunity to use it consistently for 3 to 4 days. Amazing. That convinced the parents. So now when I purchase XL, I have it at my home and I have it at theirs. So I really love the product.
Well, fantastic. And I remember once you said that they had visited the doctor and suggesting that the doctor had made that they might want to try because everything else had pretty much been exhausted. Could you share that with our listening audience, what they told you to do or told the parents to try?
I'm sorry, I missed that.
Okay, I remember at one point you had said that, I think it was you, that said they had went to the doctor and the doctor suggested they try Crisco on the arm.
You know what? I think my daughter used that. Well, let me just say this, because I'm not familiar with all the products they used. There was one that had steroids in it. I don't recall the name of it. And that was a huge, you know, and it was, you know, just fearful to even use it on them. I mean, they're young. The oldest one with the eczema is 9. So it's been a while, so that name doesn't ring a bell, but I do recall talking to you about products that we used. One, I know they actually pulled off the radar because they found out that it caused cancer. Mm-hmm. Can't really recall which one that was, but my daughter was very panicky and called me and said, throw all of it out. But there were two that we actually used. One that we were told that caused cancer, and this actually came from the medical field for us to not use it, and then military, and so for them not to use it. The other was a prescription that had steroids and didn't work. So, but both those products we were asked to not use, and so she, obviously they didn't know where to go, what to use, didn't have a lot of confidence in what to use. So, like I said, once I brought that up, I knew I had to convince them with see the results more than here's a product and I believe in it. They needed to see that it actually worked, and the key part that it's all natural. That's everybody. That was it, and so. And we've been using it for some time now. And the good thing is, and I was told that, you know, if you use it right, consistently, it will remove the eczema permanently. And my daughter that had the eczema in the bend of her arm, she no longer has it in that spot. She'll have a flare-up because I know it's seasonal, and she'll have a flare-up maybe even on her cheek, so in different areas. But that particular spot that I was most concerned about, she does not have flare-up there anymore.
Well, fantastic. That's really interesting, Mary. Gary, let's bring in hold that thought, Mary. Let's bring in our other guests and let's see what they also have to say about the use of XOSO.
Okay, well, we should have on the line Brandy and little Christian, and their situation is similar, and I've heard this so many times from grandmothers. She's not the grandmother, she's the daughter, that, boy, my grandchildren are suffering with this stuff, and I'm just, if I get it, my daughter won't use it. And so, Brandy, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Well, just kind of tell us your story with little Christian and how you all came to be introduced.
My son had extreme eczema. He had it on his stomach and the back of his legs, and he wouldn't wear shorts because, you know, it was embarrassing to him to have this on his legs. So I was taking him to the doctor repeatedly, and we tried so many different kind of medicines, and it would cure it a little bit. It would stop the itching, but he still had this look of like he had burning on him. He said the kids would say that he looked like he was burned. So when my mom told me about the XOS, I didn't, you know, she was right. I wasn't going to use it because I was saying I was tired of using different stuff. It was beginning to be expensive trying to use different things. Well, anyway, he went with her, and he was with her for maybe a week. They went out of town, and she was putting the cream on him. When he came back, I saw an extreme change, and I would notice that, you know, all of the scarring on his arms and on his stomach, on the back of his legs was on the way, and it just improved for him, and he was able to start wearing shorts. And I have Christian here, and he's just going to tell you a little bit about how embarrassing it was to have this on his stomach and his legs.
Okay. Christian?
Hello?
Hey, Christian, how are you?
Good.
Good. Say hello to Shahid and to Monica.
Huh?
Good morning, Christian.
Good morning, Christian.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good.
So tell us a little bit about, you remember what you call that magic stuff? The gentleman that made it is on the line with us.
Hello.
Yes.
I guess he's not up. I guess he doesn't want to be on air. He's a little embarrassed to talk about it. But, so basically it's helped him, and I continue to use it. He even had a little burn on his stomach that it took that away. So I'm just really excited about this product and really happy with the product.
I'd like to ask Mary, you and Brandy, welcome you to the show, and I'm glad you took some time out to come and talk to our listening audience about your experiences with eczema and the management and control of it, and as well as with your use of XLSO and how it has impacted your life. But let's go back briefly. I know you guys said you use various steroids and other different substances. And by the way, Mary, that material you was talking about that caused cancer, it was called Elidel, made by a pharmaceutical company, or a European company. And they Exactly. And you're right. They did find out that there are a lot of people who had been the product, particularly children, and it was causing skin cancer and blood cancer. And so they actually didn't take it off the market, but they did. The FDA did what they call a black box, that you can't use it under kids, children under 3 years of age, and it can only be used as a product of last resort when nothing happens. But Bruce, tell us a little bit about some of the observations you saw when you were using other products in the management of eczema before you started using XLSO.
Brandy?
I'm sorry, I could barely hear you.
Okay, what I'm saying is basically we like to know, when you're using the steroids or other products, what kind of results were you getting with it, and how comfortable were you with these products?
Oh, like I said before, I really didn't get a result because his main thing, it did take away the itching, some of the itching. He wasn't itching as much, but his thing was the look of it, and that's why I'm so impressed with this product, because it's just the look away. You can't even, it's not there anymore. It's gone. And if it is, it's a little bit. It's not like it was. The other medicines would, by his skin being so bad, it would clump up. It would be real white looking on his skin, or green looking. It would discolor the thing, and that's what it was. It was an embarrassing look.
And Mary, did you see this as well?
Well, again, for me, this is my grandkids. I didn't use those products daily. What I can tell you is that it never went away. I would see them. I see them practically every day, but I didn't dress them nor, apply the medication. But the eczema was always there, and I think she mentioned the white flakiness. We have that, and then I go a couple of days, and it seems to be a flare, but.
Hello?
I think we lost Mary.
We lost Mary? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, we lost Mary. Okay.
Well, she's in the middle of a good story.
Yeah, I know. But that's all right. Maybe she'll call us back in a few minutes. Brandy, tell us about, with the X on your son, and, the psychological impact of maybe going out to play, or how he felt, or going to school. I mean, how did that impact him psychologically?
Like I said, he didn't want to wear shorts, and it was the summertime, so he was always wearing pants, because he didn't want to wear shorts because the kids would laugh at him, or some of the kids didn't understand what it was on his leg, or they would say, I don't want to sit next to him because I'm going to catch it, things like that. They didn't know that it wasn't. Because, kids don't know. And to them, it's just, they're a monster. And that's how he perceived himself. He said the kids were calling him a monster. So it was a lot of name calling and embarrassment.
That's definitely true, because I know even with my daughter, before she started using the product, she didn't want to wear a short sleeve shirt to school. And it'd be warm outside, and she'd walk around with a jacket on, because it is embarrassing. And surprisingly, when she comes home, she tells me there is a lot of kids that are afflicted with eczema, and it's just amazing. And she said, "Mom, can I take some brochures to work at school and hand them out?" There's a lot of kids at school with eczema.
Right. And see, that was the thing with Brandy. Her mom called me one Saturday morning and just said, my grandpa, he's wearing short pants. And I was like, well, it's summer, he should. And she said, no, you don't. What I'm trying to say is I use that stuff, and it worked, and it's gone. His skin, the back of his legs are so smooth, and I haven't seen him in short pants, and that's so he looks so happy. And she was very happy about it, too.
I see we got Mary back on the line. Mary?
Yes, I apologize. I was dropped off.
You got excited. Come on, finish your story.
Well, I mean, I guess I basically finished the story. It was, my concern is that nothing was ever working. It never cleared up, honestly, until we used Excel. Never. So all and these were prescriptions that you know, that they were getting from the doctors, from the military, and none of it worked. And they were very skeptical of me giving them a product that they had not heard about. And like I said, it wasn't so much me telling them; it's them seeing the results of it. I kept the kids for a week, but after, you know, 3-4 days, actually after 3 days, you see a difference instantly because they get relief and there's no scratching. But for them, for my daughter to come back and not see the bumps, the inflammation on the skin, that's what convinced her. I've been telling her. So now, not only do we keep it at my house, we also keep it at theirs for flare-ups.
Okay.
Have you seen very many flare-ups since you all have initially, since it initially went away, Mary?
No. And the one that I said, a case that will have a flare-up on her cheek, she has asthma. And so it really is, I don't think it's just about her eczema alone. It's just that the season changes. You know, she starts sniffling, and then next thing you know, she has a rough patch on her cheek. So wherever I see a spot that is flaky skin, I don't know if it's eczema or not, but for me, I use it. And they get relief. I mean, you can tell that they're not itching. My youngest one, I would see her scratching in her sleep, and I just felt bad. You know, it's like, I know we need to do something. But for me to see instant relief of the scratching, the not scratching, and you can tell they don't think about it. It's like it's always there for them. They don't get any relief. So with the Excel, it has just relieved all of that.
And Brandy, it's been about how long since Christian used the product?
Gary, hold on. I think we might have lost Brandy. Brandy, are you back?
I'm back.
Okay. All right, Gary.
I was asking Brandy now. It's been a while now since you used the product on Christian, right? It's been almost
over a year.
Yeah, and you, after the initial use, you never had to use it, right? After your mom.
I never had.
All right, after the week with him, his has gone away and just not returned, correct?
Right. It hasn't returned. I don't even have. She had the product, and he was going with her. He was with her for a week, and then he would go over every now and then. But he doesn't have the product anymore, and it's still gone away.
This is an interesting observation, because one of the things in development of XLSO and R&D work, we did what we call in science, we did some short-term studies, and we did some extensive studies, pardon me, 3 months, 6 months, and 9 months, but we never went further in terms of following the different participants used the product years ago. Some of the early individuals who are using the product when we're in the developmental stage, but what we're finding out now, And I went back and we started following up on those individuals. Some of these people have not had an outbreak in 5 years. And we actually started developing the product about 5 or 6 years ago. I'm actually seven. It was about 7 years, 2 years, and then we started actually evaluating it and fine-tuning it and developing and determining what should be there, what should not be there. Some of the individuals have not had eczema outbreak in 5 years. We have a little girl now that's 12 years old. It's 5 years. We have another little, he's about 10, he's 4 years. We had a little toddler who was about 3, and she's about 3 years now into. So this is an interesting observation, and technically eczema and psoriasis, what we call in science autoimmune dysfunctions, and that's really a genetic problem, and there's not a cure, and we're not saying it's a cure. And in fact, I would never say it's a cure, because eczema comes back when you get older. I mean, that's what the studies clearly show. So all of these individuals have to grow up and go through life and have a productive life, and then reach a certain age
post 40, and then we'd have to be able to see then is the eczema coming back. So it would basically take a lifetime to prove that this is actually cure. But one thing is has been shown that it is an effective alternative to the use of dangerous drugs, dangerous chemicals for the management of eczema and psoriasis. And I think you guys would agree with me.
Correct. And what I think, too, is very remarkable is things for some reason, if the individual that has the eczema or psoriasis, the younger they are, it seems like they have a sustained period where they don't have the flare-up as frequently for some reason. So I don't know the scientific part behind it, but the product actually goes in and adjusts what the body is lacking. And because they're so young, they're able to carry that through. But for some reason, I've noticed, too, for the younger the person that uses the XOSO, they have a longer period between having the flare-up, too.
Yeah, that is true, Monica. That's another observation that we have evaluated XLSO on individuals as young as 2 years of age. Actually, if you consider the testimonials that have come in since we've been marketing the product, as young as 4 months and as old as 75 years of age. And one of the things we're finding is that young people, obviously this is due to the immune system continuously develop, get stronger. As they get bigger, the immune system gets stronger. And apparently the use of the SO in their physical development obviously augments their immune system, and this apparently appears to put the eczema, the psoriasis-type flare-ups in a sort of a remission. I mean, in some people, it's completely inactive. In other people, it's only sparingly active. So obviously, I guess it depends upon the immune system, the health of the individual, probably some genetic factors as well. But one of the things I wanted to touch on is, you guys, I wanted you guys to be a little bit graphic, Brandy and Mary, about, I know you talked about how the skin, I think you said, Brandy, it would never clear up, but could you tell our listening audience just how the skin looks, you know, after the periodic flare-ups and scratching, the people scratching or the young baby scratching, and what effect does it make on the skin or have on the skin?
Well, this is Mary. For my granddaughters, for them both, you know, they would scratch and the skin would turn very dark and very scaly, very hard. The youngest one had a serious outbreak to where she even bled. It just breaks the skin, looks leathery, and it's inflamed, and you can tell it's infected. It's just not a pretty sight at all. You hard just go out to them because you know they're so uncomfortable, and you know, you try almost anything. But for my grandkids, the skin, and both of them that I used the medicine on, they their skin was very flaky, rough, and inflamed, redness, and then you can tell that there were like pulse in it. So pretty bad.
What about you, Brandy?
Well, I know that for me,
the
on my son, it was real dark, and it looked like another outer skin or something, and he would scratch so much that it would bleed, so it would break open. It was like it was skin on top of skin, just a big crust, just kind of like what it was.
I see. And when you start using the XLSO, then you're over a period of time, and again, I'm not sure how fast it happened, but I know a couple you guys have said that you did see some the itching immediately start to slow down or stop, and could you just again iterate, you know, how fast this occurred and the observation, how's the skin look now today? I mean, and both of you, your babies and your grandchildren.
Right.
Well, like I said, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Like I said, he had left on to go out of town with my mom, and he had that on his skin, and then when he came back, it was just a complete. It was almost like he had surgery or something because it was cleared up. And it was amazing to me. It was truly amazing. And now his skin is still the same way. He doesn't have you know, it's not a trace of it. It's like it was never there. When I show it to people now and I say, you know, do you want to try this product? My son, you know, my son has eczema. Then they say, no, your son doesn't have eczema. Well, it's not as bad as my child's when it was at that time. They just don't see it now. But they can't believe that my son ever had that kind of skin before when I try to tell it to other people that I see whose children are suffering from it. And I said, well, look at his stomach and see what he did to his stomach, or look at the back of his leg. And they said, well, your son must have not been as severe as my child. And I'm telling them that, you know, he was, but they just don't believe it.
Very interesting. Mary, you were going to say?
Is Mary still there?
Oh, no, I'm here. I'm sorry. Well, for me, I had to convince, again, the parents that this is something that we should use. So I did test spots rather than putting it on all the areas. So for the bend of the arm, my granddaughter, actually, like I said, the itching went away right away. And it ended up very smooth. The color started to come back, and it is back. So that happened in a couple of days, and that's one reason I wanted to be able to use it on them longer, because I wanted to make sure that I could actually get rid of the eczema. For the daughter and the granddaughter with the bend of her arm, the week that I kept them, on the third day, the bumps had gone away. On the fourth day, it was smooth. My youngest with the bend of her legs, same thing. These are areas that were really, really bad. And it gets so inflamed. But after using it, the skin is very smooth, and today it's very smooth.
That's great. Now, how long ago did you use it on your grandchildren?
I want to say I've used it maybe 6 months.
6 months.
I think that's a good estimation. But keep in mind, with my grandkids, I needed to have them because I didn't use the medicine long enough at the beginning for it to clear up. I would use it for them to get relief, and then they go home. So once I had them for a full week, it was evident that this was working. And like I said, after the fourth day, the bumps were gone. So, but we've been using the product for about 6 months. And that's because they do get flare-up in other areas. Like I said, the one of them gets a flare-up on her cheek. I don't know if it's eczema, but I use it, and it goes away. So for me, it's the unknown of what all eczema should look like, and I don't take any chances because I know this product works on them. So when I see flaky areas and it's irritated or they're scratching, and as soon as I see them scratching, I'll call them over and I'll put it on. I clean the area and I'll put it on them. So, and they get instant relief.
Cool. Well, you raise a good point, Mary. It may very well be a type of eczema. There's actually 11 different types of eczema. And one of the problems that is not well known is that you can actually transfer the eczema around the body. I mean, even if it doesn't show in a previous spot, I mean, because it's basically immune response, unscheduled immune response. It could be something in the atmosphere. It could have been something that she touched. It could have been something she picked up. It could have been something in the clothing, something somebody else at school that she shook their hand or touched their hand, it may be, and then she touched her cheek. And when she did that, whatever it was, it caused what we call in science an anagenic response, and then the body felt that there was some type of unnecessary intrusion, and so it responded to it. And so you get a little inflammation. Is actually the first line of defense. And what the body tries to do is isolate the intrusion, and that's where those little bumps come from. The problem is that under normal situations, you may have a little itch, and then your antibodies come in, and then it kills the toxin or decomposes the toxin, or it kills the microbe, some kind of organism. People with eczema and psoriasis, what happens is the body does kill it, but once it's done, it doesn't stop. It keeps on. It's like a man is drunk. He, you know, a guy in the fight. He goes in, he beats up one guy, another guy sitting down in the chair. He's innocent. He hits him. That's what he hit me for, man. I didn't do nothing. Then he goes over, he hits the other guy, knock him out of his seat. Man, what's going on with you? You know, so that's what your body. Body just killing up everything. And so then that causes the destruction in cell tissue, and that causes breakage in the cell walls. Moisture starts to leak out. that causes internal drying in the and under the skin, and then the individual starts to scratch because it's dry. But then the more he scratches, guess what? He tears it up even more, so that causes more inflammation, which leads to more skin breakage, which leads to more scratching. And so that's so you're right. That's a good. If you do see something like that, you nip it in the bud. You immediately put the S on it because if you get a mosquito bite you. He puts a wound on you, he injects the venom in you. Well, to start scratching, just go get your SO, rub a little bit around the outer areas, edges of the wound where you've been bit, and then you take some SO swab and you put it directly on the bite, and within a matter of minutes, the itching is stopped. Within a matter of hours, the inflammation is gone, and within a matter of a few more hours, you don't even know you've been bit. So the product is actually one of the observations we found is very good for inflammation, insect bites and things of that nature. Plus, we, Monica said earlier in the show, people with diabetes, we know type 2 diabetes anyway, when they have certain problems, the ankles swell from inflammation. Same kind of thing. It's a similar reaction to an eczema. And if they scratch it and it gets darker and darker, and over a period of time, if you continue, if you don't do anything about it, it's very difficult for these people to walk. But if you put the SO on there, the SO helps bring these people relief. So that's another observation. Monica, you got anything else to say on this topic?
No, I think that it's pretty much clear cut that eczema is a product that definitely does work. It does provide the relief and the inflammation, and also allows the parents to get some rest too. Because I know it was Mary's daughter. She was skeptical, and she wanted to go in and research and read all the information on the website before she would even use it, which is a good thing. And that's what we want our customers and clients to do. We want them to make an informed decision. And she read the labels, the brochures, and in the end, the product was very effective for her.
I think we lost Brandy here. I don't see her on the line. She must have fell off the line. Jerry, you got any comments?
Oh, yes. What I'd like to say is grandmothers that are out there and you're suffering as much, because in Mary's voice I could kind of hear that when those children would come over, it seems like she could feel the same effects or the suffering that they were going through, and I know how grandparents feel about their grandchildren. So if you're out there and you are looking for a drug-free, no steroids, no toxic chemicals, no cancer-causing cream, something that's fast-acting, and you can get it and get those children for 2 or 3 days, you can step in and be a major help in relieving the itching and scratching and all the pain and suffering that you're watching your grandchildren go through by purchasing the XLSO product.
Mary, are you still on the line?
I'm still on the line, yes.
Could you give us any final comments you may want to talk about and let our listening audience know about XLSO?
Well, honestly, I think what was just said was really on the mark, and you, your assessment was correct. I felt their pain, and probably more so because they are my grandkids. And I'm very, very, very picky, and, you know, you always want the best. So for me to try something, number one, I was desperate for me to try an unknown. And then for me to recommend it, I was convinced. And then I had to take it a step further and show proof. So for anyone out there, grandparents or parents, and you have your kids that are suffering, and you want them to have relief, and you want them to be healthy because it takes away from their well-being because over in their sleep during the night, I mean, I would watch them, and anytime you have a child who's constantly scratching, they're not getting good sleep. So they wake up tired. If it's the summer months, you can play it off, but when they have school and they wake up exhausted from scratching all night, that's not healthy. So this was a huge benefit for us, for our family, and I recommend it to anyone who's listening. You know, it doesn't hurt. You need to try it for yourself, and that's the way you're going to be convinced. So you have to at least try it.
Okay. Well, we want to thank you for being a guest on our show and letting our listening audience know about your trials and different hurdles that you had dealing with your
your grandchildren with eczema. And we thank you for your recommendation to our listening audience to use XLSO. You guys, anything else you want to ask for Mary?
No, Mary, just thank you for being a good customer.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Yeah, Mary, okay. Just thank you for being courageous enough to step outside of the box and try something like this that is an all-natural-based product. And, you know, you're not only doing your grandchildren a favor by giving them something that works, but, you know, no side effects.
Absolutely.
Along with this. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, we're going to take a quick short break. We're going to come back. Murray, thank you again. This is Health Talk Live. We'll be back
in a moment.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Okay, we're back. Health Talk Live. I'm your host, MD Shaheed. My co-hosts, Monica and Gary, talking about eczema and how it affects people in everyday life. Different types of treatments that people use, how effective they've been, and the use of XL Nutraceuticals, SO, all natural-based products, for the control and management of eczema and psoriasis and contact dermatitis. For more information about XLSO and all our fine natural-based products, go to www.xcel-n.com. That's xcel-n.com. Or you can call us at 281-893-1828. Gary and Monica.
Yeah.
And while there, I want to remind folks once again to sign up for our free newsletter that goes out every month. So click on the Contact Us button, send us your email address, and we'll add you to our list.
We have about 5 minutes left in the show. I want to read something right quickly here to our listening audience. It says, patients helping test new eczema drug. And actually, this is in San Antonio. It says, San Antonio patients are helping test an experimental drug for a nagging skin problem, eczema. It's a pill that's a totally new approach to managing this chronic condition. And they're talking about a young lady who has self-conscious of the problem with her eczema. And it's basically she's taking a pill to control the itching that creates the rash. And the drug is based on a chemical compound found in marijuana. And what the pill does is that it basically deadens the sense to the itching so that you don't scratch as much, or if you don't scratch at all, and that should help alleviate the problem. Now, it doesn't do anything about the actual problem itself. It just
fools the individual with eczema into thinking that they don't have the problem. And, you know, again, this is one of the things that we talked about on Ex-Pharmaceuticals about pharmaceutical drugs, secular science, not really trying to deal with the problem, but trying to mask the problem. And, in fact, in the article, if you go on and read the article, the young lady states that she still breaks out, but she doesn't feel itching as much. We got about a minute or so left. You guys want to give your comments on this?
Oh, I'm not touching that one at all. Marijuana-based, huh?
Marijuana.
Yeah, I heard about that survey. They were looking for people to participate in that research study.
Really?
Yeah, well, I
doesn't have to
be,
but you walk away high. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, the problem with that type of research is that, like in anything, you can cause the body to not respond to certain brain stimulus, but as we all know, in time, the human body will slowly figure out a way to get around that type of blockage. Because let's face it, itching is a first sign that something is wrong. That's why you're itching. And the body is trying to signal to you that something is wrong and you need to do something about it. So now, if you don't do anything about it, that old good body of yours is going to figure out a way sooner or later to make you do something about it. So it's kind of like putting a patch on something and like putting a patch on a big hole in the dam and waiting for it to break through, because the vengeance is going to break through, and when it breaks through, it's going to come through with more vengeance, more force than it would the first time. So, again, in Ex-Pharmaceuticals, we study the science of how eczema exhibits itself like any other research facility, and we have developed all natural-based products that do not contain drugs, steroids, any chemicals, cancer-causing creams that are effective for the control and management of eczema and psoriasis. And we also sell all-natural-based products for the prevention of hair loss and also for the regrowth of hair. So you guys, give me a 30-second wrap-up, and we're going to get out of here.
Monica, go first.
Monica, you with us?
Yes, I just want to remind folks that the first Saturday of every month on the show, we have our favorite hair care professional, Ardell Williams. He'll be back this coming Saturday, so have your questions ready.
Gary, help me out quickly.
Okay. Hey, as you can hear out there, America, and around the world, that people are starting to look for a natural way of getting relief from these symptoms and problems. So, hey, as for prescription drugs, I think people are saying thanks, but no thanks. We want to try something natural. XL Nutraceuticals is the company. We've got the product to help.
Okay, we want to thank our listening audience again for tuning in to our show. This is Health Talk Live. We'll be here again next Saturday, 9 o'clock a.m. Central Standard Time, coming to you live from Houston, Texas. To remind you that we will have a special guest on talking about our product, XLHG, and some of the things that you can do to help manage and facilitate healthy hair. So, again, this is Health Talk Live, and I'm your host, MD Shaheed. Have a good day.
good, Sergeant.